MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Wesley Tepoko. He is technology analyst and editor-in-chief at Fast Company South Africa. Wesley, appreciate the time. 2025 has very much been a year of AI. We got our first public LLM 3 years ago. We have had the Mag 7 doing great. We have had just the recent release of the new Gemini model, Nano Banana, which keeps on blowing my brain in terms of its ability. My question is, in a recent column, you talk around the G20 and the theme on inequality. You mentioned the countries developing AI are going to get the returns, but not those who just consume it. A broad question to start, but where is Africa in this AI journey? Because my sense is very much that we are at best a consumer.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that was a sense I also got from the meetings I've attended, but also it is my personal view that I don't think we are developers yet. I think we are consumers. And what that means is that we use technology that's being developed, that is the AI that's been doing. We use it for whatever else that we want, whether it be health, education, whatever. I think that's where we are at this stage. And I make the point that I think there are attempts to at least be a player in the space. Cite an example of the Cassava Technologies and the NVIDIA collaboration of creating an AI factory, if you want, in the continent, which I think is a step in the right direction. However, that is, I think, is not sufficient. I think, yeah, there's more that needs to be done.
I take your point. I mean, we're using it, and in many cases, we add sort of layers on top so that it's, you know, we don't just take the LLM, we modify it for ourselves. We're not seeing much in sense of the coding and the like. There was another one that you suggested almost as a, and it's from a scholar across the continent, who's talking around the concept of sort of bringing minerals into it. Talk me around that idea that you were discussing.
Yeah, I find that interesting. I mean, we follow these discussions as people document, you know, the innovation stories. And I found that one to be extremely interesting in the sense that, you know, and the background too, that the continent's minerals have been, to an extent, exploited without the continent benefiting from them. And you can take that to our past as a continent. But there is a realization now that we need to get something out. And because AI chips use these minerals, if you want, in the process of producing them, the thinking is that because they are in demand, the option to not sell them, but essentially, for lack of a technical word for this, to almost enable whoever who needs them to subscribe to them, to almost use what is called in the tech space a SaaS model, which is almost like a service that you use without necessarily buying and almost subscribe to it. And I find that interesting because it almost allows the continent to still keep its minerals whilst getting benefit out of them. Look, I don't know whether it necessarily work at the negotiation levels, the nations that require these, but I find that to be an interesting sort of suggestion, which I think is worthy of attention. Because likely, Simon, I think the key thing here is that we don't have the skills that are equivalent to the skills that created your ChatGPTs of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And whilst we're still catching up, we need to leverage what we have in order to at least be players, because I think it's important that the continent as a region becomes a player for sovereignty's sake, you know, and for many, many other reasons.
I like the idea of that. It's sort of the minerals into the chips, almost as you say, a software as a service. And I think what it gets at, and I take your point, I mean, how that works, we'll find in time the discussions, we don't know, it's early days, but just as a concept of the innovation that coming with a completely different thing, rather than saying, let's train coders, which is often the response, and to be clear, let's train coders anyway, let's also think about some other, I mean, I almost want to say crazy ideas and see where they go.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we don't think deeply about the value of our assets, if I may put it that way. You know, if you think about like some mobile devices that use some minerals, who has ever thought of the fact that you could use our assets to, at least in terms of the business model, that could still benefit us greatly. And that's why, for me, I think this is just one of those approaches that needs to be paid attention to. I think there are other things as well that I think needs to be discussed at a higher level,
mm-hmm.
and mainly for sovereignty's sake. And one of the points, which I don't necessarily mention in the column, is that, yes, we've spoken about the data being hosted locally, but that's not enough, because you still use the technologies that are developed elsewhere. And that's, you know, as long as if that is cut off, you're out,
you know.
And so what I'm getting to is that you're consistently being kind of dependent as a user of these tools. And I think the content needs to get to a point where there's fair rules that are applied, and at least rules of engagement that are applied in as far as technologies that could be locally based completely, you know, because that allows you to be independent and to maintain your sovereignty, because AI will actually become a curse, I think.
And I like that thinking. And I suspect, I mean, one of the steps is perhaps we need to speak as a continent rather than as 50 plus individual states. But I'm reminded of India, when they sort of said to Apple, like, hang on a sec, we want you to make some of those iPhones in country. And everyone was like, never going to happen. Except now it does happen. I mean, there are iPhones being made in India. And, you know, my iPhone could be, I don't know where it's made. It could be a Foxconn in Taiwan. It could be India. But that was sort of using their clout of as 1.4 billion people, which is, again, what the African continent is.
Yes, no, exactly. And I think maybe to just take a step back again, I think the thinking behind what I wrote about was also, you know, inspired by this one item of the G20, which is inequality.
Yeah.
And if you take into account the fact that AI and mainly tech has been like a, it has created that inequality to an extent. And I think we were getting to a point where that we were almost leveling the playing field. In other words, we were catching up in a way. Mm-hmm. But now we're at a point where the gap is being widened again. And I think, you know, you cannot allow a society where we go back to where we were. So I think everything has to be done to make sure that, you know, society is taken care of in as far as this issue of inequality. So those are just some of the thoughts that I think are quite important to consider in this debate. And I think for me, just add, you know, what frustrates me is that we talk about the AI and we talk about these surface level, you know, training interventions as if they are us getting into AI. And yet they are just, you know, you're just tinkering on top of something that's been made for you. And you never want to find yourself in that situation. You want to be determine your future. You want to, you know, create the future yourself, and you have to get to the fundamental technology. And I think that's what we need to focus on before it's too late.
Yeah, and I love your point around how that gap is widening. And I'm thinking of Zipline, which in Rwanda delivers medical by drone. You know, the rest of the world is talking about doing burritos, but they haven't even got that. We're already doing that in Africa.
Yes.
And I think we've been doing it for close on a decade. We'll leave it there.
Exactly.
That's Wesley Dipoko. He is technology analyst and editor-in-chief, Fast Company. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.